This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today is the first day of the Illinois State Fair in Springfield, and Assistant State Fair Manager Sean Mernick says there's something to do for just about everyone, and many of those events are free. Also new this year, the fair has created an app for your smartphone or tablet, which includes a schedule of events and livestock show results. Sean, as I've learned, you're actually a local listener, I guess you'd say, in our listening area. Grew up in Girard.
Yeah, I think you guys did a lot of my basketball games back in the day. Yep. That's right, from Girard, Illinois. Parents and grandparents still farm and live back there.
Well, great to be talking with you today, Sean. And in your new role as assistant manager for the press day, you were telling us about some of the free events happening at the fair, and a lot of those you weren't aware of until you got this position, and you want to make families know about them. So tell us what's going to be happening here that's actually free for the families to enjoy.
Yeah, that's a great question, Katie. Before I got to the fair, I didn't realize how many entertainers and actual events go on. And we have over 400 vendors, merchants and vendors. We have over 8 free stages of entertainment, and we have 8,700 competitive events. So as we all know, the livestock competitions are a very important part of our youth, and it's kind of like, I remember back in the day, Assembly Hall was the state finals, you know. Well, this is the state finals for all of our competitors, and very proud to privileged to be a part of all this. But in free shows, I was looking through the new app, and by the way, if you'd like to search for the free Illinois State Fair app, all you have to do is go onto your App Store or Droid Marketplace and search for Illinois State Fair. And it's a free app that has all of our events scheduled by the times, and it's also GPS enabled so you can find where you need to go. And for the Ag Youth, all of the results will be posted real time. So when we post them, it'll also go to our app. And so we have 2015's results in there right now. If you showed in 2015, download it, look for your name, and you'll come up with your division and class. And so with all the divisions and classes, it's quite amazing to see all that on your phone. It gives you a good visual of how many things go on throughout the day. In terms of free shows, 10 a.m. on Saturday the 13th, it will be Paw Patrol. I don't know if you've ever heard of Paw Patrol, but two boys of mine, 5 years old and 2 years old, Paw Patrol is the top of the top for cartoons. And so Paw Patrol, I'm getting dad of the year, because they will be showing up here at the fairgrounds this year for 2 days, and that's free. We also have some auctions going on. We have the Emerson Farms Exotic Petting Zoo. We've got Jan's Dance Studio at 11 at the Illinois Building. Fiddle and Banjo going on at Lincoln Stage at 11:30. Hooper the Hypnotist. 4-H has got the Apex Stage at noon. And then you keep on going. We've got a blacksmith demonstration at 2 p.m. You know, these are things, if I'm not one of those guys that can look at a booklet and pick something out. But here you can search. If you want to search fiddle, it would show up and tell you the time and place and then take you to walk you to it, basically, on a map. So we really hope that people can take advantage and then start seeing all the good stuff that we have or not miss it. Because when you pay your $10 to get in, or if you're a senior, obviously that's less, you want to be able to see all the fun things and be able to get to enjoy your full day. You know, and we hope everybody does, Katie.
And, you know, I would say not only is it hard to figure out what times things start, but to find them, because the fairgrounds is big, especially if you've never been here. So this really is going to make it easy for newcomers to find their way around.
You're exactly right. My goal, and I think our team's goal overall, is a positive experience for everybody, from exhibitor to competitor to person that is walking in from the main gate. We want every single person to have a positive experience start to finish. And we hope, for example, this app, you've got the printed media guides and the schedules, don't get me wrong, but this app, for example, we hope everybody can then take advantage of your day and see things you might never thought of before.
Well, definitely sounds like a great asset for the state fair this year. And, Sean, just remind us again those dates for the fair and when things kick off.
August 11th is our Twilight Parade all the way through August 21st. I can't tell you how excited I am about this year's grandstand lineup. We've got amazing concerts top to bottom, Dierks Bentley, Little Big Town. And hopefully you guys can come and enjoy the perfect weather. Joe Crean said it's going to be 75, sunny, and no humidity.
Once again, Sean Mernick, Assistant State Fair Manager. And again, if you'd like to download the new app, all you need to do is search for Illinois State Fair. We'll have more farm news right after these messages. Well, we've got some more fair news to talk about this afternoon. The Illinois State Fair and Illinois Junior Beef Association have partnered to bring a little entertainment to the Junior Beef Show schedule. The Celebrity Beef Showmanship Contest will be held tomorrow at noon in the Junior Livestock Building at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. Members of the Illinois Junior Beef Association will pair up with some of Illinois' most well-known personalities, taking them from spectator to a showman. With assistance and coaching from the youth, the contestants will exhibit a beef animal in a showmanship-type competition, and a panel of judges will then evaluate the competitors and select a winner. And again, that Celebrity Beef Showmanship Contest is happening tomorrow at noon in the Junior Livestock Building. Some more fair news, the ever-popular Butter Cow will be unveiled this afternoon at 3 o'clock in the Dairy Building. Illinois Director of Agriculture Raymond Poe, State Fair Manager Kevin Gordon, the Miss Illinois County Fair Queen Abby Foster, and the Dairy Building Superintendent Marla Behrens will all be in attendance, and dairy refreshments will be served. This year, the Butter Cow has a new sculptor, Sarah Pratt, and Pratt is well recognized for her work at the Iowa State Fair, and she's worked at the Iowa Fair since 2006. Now moving on to some world ag news, Brazil's agriculture ministry is seeking the approval of U.S. GMO corn imports as the country's livestock and poultry producers struggle with tight supplies and rising domestic prices. Pro Farmers First Thing Today reports that Brazil's National Biosafety Technical Commission will meet September 1st to address the potential approval of U.S. GMO corn imports. The commission is reportedly under heavy political pressure to approve the measure. Meanwhile, China is pushing for GMO soybean production within its borders. The latest five-year science and technology plan from China outlines plans for the country to approve the commercialization of GMO soybean production for food and feed use by 2020. The plan also calls for the commercialization of GMO corn production. While GMO soybean production will face stiff opposition, China is seeking to increase soybean output and encourage more crop rotations with corn. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.